From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is asking Congress for hundreds of millions of dollars in additional funding to combat an epidemic of heroin and prescription painkiller abuse. NPR Scott Horsley reports that's part of the president's budget request that will be released next week.
Altogether, the president's seeking more than $1 billion in new funding to fight drug addiction over the next 2 years. Most of that money would go for additional drug treatment programs. The White House is also calling for stepped-up monitoring of the way prescription pain medication is used, and it wants to equip more police and firefighters with naloxone, a potentially life-saving drug that reverses the effects of an opioid overdose. While many of the president's budget requests fall on deaf ears in Congress, there is bipartisan concern over the growing problem of opioid abuse. Drug overdoses now kill more Americans each year than automobile accidents. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
According to the top American commander in Afghanistan, many of the problems facing security forces there stem from poor leadership. Army General John Campbell testified before the House Armed Services Committee today, saying the Afghan National Army has replaced 92 general officers, including a high-level commander in the Balto Helmand province.
Ultimately, Afghanistan has not achieved an enduring level of security and stability that justifies a reduction in our support in 2016.
President Obama still plans to cut troop numbers from the current 9,800 to 5,500 before leaving office, or that is a shift from the administration's previous plan to reduce U.S. troop numbers to 1,000 by the end of the year. A narrow loss to rival Hillary Clinton in last night's Iowa Democratic caucuses apparently is not phasing the Bernie Sanders camp. While Clinton eked out a win and a two-delegate advantage, NPR's Sam Sanders says the Vermont senator's campaign is now rolling into the next major contest, New Hampshire, with all expectations of doing very well.
The mood is jubilant. From last night in Iowa to today at his rally, all the crowd and the mood has felt like he won last night. And in his mind and with his staffers and his team, that close result was clearly a win for him.
As for the GOP presidential contenders, they are also appealing to New Hampshire voters today, with that state's primary scheduled for next week. Most of the major automakers are reporting sales declines in the first month of the new year. General Motors announced today its January sales were flat compared to the same month last year. Ford, Toyota, Honda, and Volkswagen all reported sales decreases. Only Chrysler, Fiat, and Nissan reported sales gains. One reason for slower sales, according to the analysts, the big snowstorm last month that buried New York and Washington, D.C. under more than 2 feet of snow. A down day on Wall Street, lower oil prices dragging down energy stocks. The Dow fell 295 points to 16,153. The S&P 500 closed down 36 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Heavy snows and strong winds are battering parts of the West today. In Nebraska, the storm forced the closure of more than 100 miles of Interstate 80 in the eastern portion of the state. In western Nebraska, Interstate 76 is closed. Much of the state is experiencing blizzard conditions. The same storm has already hit Colorado and is also dumping snow on Iowa and a number of other states. Federal officials say they want to test a new earthquake warning system for California and the Northwest. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports the system is designed to give people more time to protect themselves right after a quake hits.
The new early warning system is called Shake Alert. Pieces of it have been in the works for years, but federal officials say it's time to start bringing it online to see how it works. Right now, seismic monitors and computers in California and the Northwest detect quakes almost as soon as they happen, but it can take dozens of seconds to relay that information to emergency responders or the public. What planners hope to have in 2 years is a faster system that will relay information in just a few seconds after a quake. They also plan to link the system up to smartphones, televisions, gas lines, and transportation systems that would shut down immediately. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
The world's most famous weather prognosticating groundhog emerged from his Pennsylvania burrow today. The forecast, spring will come early this year. Handlers of Punxsutawney Phil say the groundhog did not see his shadow, meaning an earlier end to winter than usual. Members of the top hat wearing circle that surround Phil when he makes his annual prediction announced the results at sunrise today at Gobbler's Knob. That's located just outside Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, for which the groundhog is named. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.